This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was doing great Sunday following surgery to fit a pacemaker as his hard-right government's controversial judicial overhaul plan neared a key vote in parliament. Tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Jerusalem to oppose Netanyahu's proposal to curb the power of judges, which critics fear will undermine Israel's democracy, while lawmakers started discussing a major plank of the package. Homes and hotels have been evacuated on the Greek island of Rhodes, forcing at least 30,000 people to flee to safe areas that have been set up across the Greek island. Anthony Karasava reports from Athens.
Firefighters are focusing on extinguishing or at least containing four major fronts to prevent them from spreading to other tourist hubs. Such an outcome would spell disaster for Rhodes, among Greece's most popular tourist destinations and a favorite among British and American travelers. Since the massive evacuation commenced, tourists have been escorted from the island south to the north. Dikrasava for VOA News, Athens.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said while Ukraine has recaptured half the territory Russia initially seized in its invasion, Kyiv faced a very hard fight to win back more. Blinken said in an interview with CNN on Sunday, quote, "These are still relatively early days of the counteroffensive. It is tough," adding, quote, "It will not play out over the next week or two. We're still looking, I think, at several months." Late last month, President Volodymyr Zelensky was quoted as saying the counteroffensive's progress against Russian forces was, quote, "slower than desired." This is VOA News. The New Zealand women's soccer squad is safe after evacuating their Auckland hotel because of a fire. Yet another security incident at the World Cup. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
A man is due to appear in Auckland's district court on charges of burglary and arson as police arrest him following several small fires at the hotel housing the national women's soccer team at the World Cup. After the evacuation, the New Zealand team confirms all players are safe and accounted for, but according to one of the defenders, some encountered smoke while evacuating. The fire incident is not the first security issue to affect this year's tournament, and it follows a fatal shooting near team hotels at the start of the event. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Firefighters battled blazes in southern Italy, and properties on the island of Sicily suffered blackouts as temperatures surged again during a heat wave that has caused chaos across parts of Europe. Sicily's Civil Protection Agency said the temperature in some areas in eastern Sicily rose to 47 Celsius on Sunday, close to a record European high of 48.8 Celsius recorded 2 years ago. Some areas close in the east suffered power cuts, which officials blamed in parts on the heat. In the box office race between the movies Barbie and Oppenheimer, there was one clear winner this weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever.
Pink and plastic beat the A-bomb. Greta Gerwig's Barbie takes the top spot at the box office, raking in $155 million in domestic ticket sales, according to industry figures. It sets a new box office opening weekend record for a film directed by a woman. Oppenheimer had a huge opening too, $80.5 million, putting it in second. Sound of Freedom is number three. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 is in fourth place. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is number five. I'm Margie Zarletta.
American golfer Brian Harman romped to a six-stroke victory in the British Open as he kept a high-caliber chasing pack at bay on the greatest day of his career at a rain-drenched Royal Liverpool on Sunday. The 36-year-old PGA stalwart offered hope of a thrilling conclusion to the 151st championship for the soaked galleries with some early jitters, but the steadfast left-hander proved elusive, calmly plodding his way to a final one-under round of 70 for a 13-under total of 271. The rest were left battling for second place with Spain's Jon Rahm, Austria's Sepp Straka, South Korea's Tom Kim, and Australian Jason Day tied at 7-under. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.